Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, Big Z here. Final mock draft time. That's right. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, April 29th, and we are recording our final mock drafts. We got the whole Blue Kool-Aid crew here, and boy, oh boy, do we go in a lot of different directions. But Lions picking seventh, anything can happen. It's really exciting time to be a Lions fan. So it's just time to sit back, grab your Kool-Aid, relax. It's time for the final mock draft. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. We are recording this on Monday, April 26th, which means the NFL draft is only 3 days away. And the Lions, of course, owning that seventh overall pick, amongst others. And we are going to do a final mock draft on this episode. We had some predictions come true last year to a degree. A lot of us predicted Jeff Okuda. Some late-round prospects, too, came to play. So we have some of worth to say here is what I'm trying to get at. But let's introduce the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So I'm Big Z. Let's go around to the rest. So we got Connor.
Hey.
Bob.
Hello there.
Rud Dog.
Yo.
And then we got UJ.
Hey, Lions fans.
All right, gentlemen. So what we're going to do, before I get into that, I just want to say off the top, the Lions have the 7th overall pick in the first round. Then they have the 9th, or the 41st overall pick, 2 third-round picks, the 8th and the 38th pick in the 3rd round, then 1 fourth-round pick, the 7th pick in the 4th round, and then the 9th pick in the 5th round. So not a lot of draft capital this year, which makes them probably a prime candidate to trade back. But I think only one of us in our mock draft, our final mock draft, did a trade here. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be revealing our final mock drafts, basically who we think the Lions are going to take at each of those draft picks and say whether or not we had a trade, and that'll impact who we selected, of course. But we're going to go around and we're going to say each of us in each round. So, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you confident in your mock drafts?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I have the answer key right here.
All right, so let's get into it. So we're going to go into the first round, and of course the Lions are on the clock, and they have the 7th overall pick. Ooh. And there's a lot of possibilities here, and before I get into who we all picked, just some additional news that is probably relevant for the Lions at 7 is that Mac Jones or Trey Lance, according to Ian Rappaport, whose information is good 98% of the time, so it's never 100%. He's the one that did the Eric Ebron news, right? That said he tore his Achilles and then it was just like a slight ankle sprain, right? That's the one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the one, yeah.
So he said that Trey Lance or Mac Jones are who the two quarterbacks, the San Francisco 49ers, looking at 3. So obviously there's Trevor Lawrence at 1, Zach Wilson at 2, and then one of those two will be selected at 3, which means Trey Lance and or Mac Jones and Justin Fields will still be available from pick 4 to 6. So a lot can happen in there. But anyways, Who is the brave soul that wants to go first and say who they think is going to be picked at number 7 here for the Detroit Lions?
I'll say it.
All right, UJ.
I'll say it, Z.
What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, all right, Big Z. I'm just going to go real quick down the list who I think is going to be picked. Number 1, Trevor Lawrence, no doubt. Number 2, Zach Wilson. I wish he was going to us, but he's going to the Jets. Number 3, Mac Jones. I'm buying the hype that Frisco's looking at him, all right?
I agree with you.
Number 4, now, I think there's going to be a trade here. I'm guessing the Patriots, but I don't know who. Someone's going to trade up, but they're going to take Trey Lance at number 4. Hmm. So first 4 picks are going to be quarterbacks.
That'd be crazy.
Number five, a guy I'd probably like to have, but he's going to go. Penei Sewell is going to go to Cincinnati, I think. And Miami at 6 is going to pick Michael Pitts from Florida.
Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts, I'm sorry. So this is where it gets interesting now. Pick number 7, Detroit Lions on the clock. Oh, but there's a trade! Oh, my God! The Denver Broncos trade up 2 spots to the number 7 pick and switching their 7 with number 9 and giving us the number 71 pick in the 3rd round. And the Denver Broncos take Justin Fields, quarterback from Ohio State. At 8, Carolina Panthers are going to pick Jamar Chase, wide receiver from LSU. And at number 9, and there it is, fans. Are you ready? Micah Parsons, Penn State. Detroit Lions take him. Yeah, at the number 9 pick after trading down and getting an extra pick at 71. And plus, 71 plus a 3rd rounder next year also.
All right. So we net 2 3rd rounders from moving down. 2
3rd rounders, one this year, one next year for moving up, for moving back 2 spaces with Denver Broncos.
Before we react to UJ's selection, what do we think of the trade value there? 2 3rd rounders move back 2 spots.
It would be nice to get a little more, but if that's the best offer, I guess that's pretty good because we still get a good player at a couple slots down.
For sure.
I would hope to at least get a 2nd rounder personally out of that if we're going to move back. Right. Especially if they really want that quarterback, you can coax it out of them, I believe. Especially with the Panthers right behind you, which is also a quarterback needy team. I think that'd be something.
I may have misjudged the trade value, but I think Denver really wants to get a quarterback, and it's going to be their last chance to get one of the elite quarterbacks, and they're going to have to make a move. And maybe that'll drive them to pay even higher. I don't know, but that's kind of what I was figuring.
I would say, UJ, that you're not overselling. You're not, like, going crazy with what you're getting back, so it's reasonable. It's not, like, unreasonable that they would get that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about it, that's for sure.
And then Micah Parsons at 9. I mean, his value is truly all over the place. Where are you looking at drafts?
It is.
As high as 7 to Lions and then as low as
in
the
20s. And I was surprised myself when I picked him, all right? When I sat down and did this, I actually surprised myself that I picked Micah Parsons. But it is such a place of need for the Lions that he'll immediately improve our defense. Immediately. So I'm going with it.
All right. Interesting. I mean, a special athlete, that's for sure. Let's go to you, Bob. What did you do here in the first round?
All right. Well, I'm just going to play out how this goes. Like, obviously, what's his face? Trevor Lawrence. Then, sorry, I don't have my
Zach Wilson.
Here. Yeah. And I'm at the number 3 pick. That is so tough. But I'm going to also buy into the hype and say it's Mac Jones. I could see that going a number of different ways. I think the Falcons are going to go for Kyle Pitts. And then my guy, who I want, is going to come off the board at 5, Penei Sewell, unfortunately, which would make the Dolphins take Jamar Chase. So then the Lions are sitting there. This is without trades. Obviously, with Fields out there, something could happen. But without trades, I'm going to say the Lions go for an explosive athlete in Devonta Smith, wide receiver out of Alabama.
At number 7.
That is not who I was hoping for, but just the way I'm seeing it lay out. I think you want to – like, they could get the guy, the Rashawn Slater from Northwestern, but I don't think the value is quite there. So I'm going with Devonta Smith because I think his skill set fits what Jared Goff does. The guy gets good separation, and he has good speed, but he's slippery, man. The way he moves around with the ball in the field, I think he'll help him out a lot. And our wide receiver room right now is pretty barren. So that's what I got, Devonta Smith.
I would love that pick, but I would love to see that guy in a Lions uniform, man. Oh, man.
Definitely. But so you really think the Lions in this new regime, the first pick is going to be a wide receiver?
Well, I think they'd rather take Penei Sewell, or I think they're just going to go with what you can get at seven, like the best. At seven, you want a guy who's going to be a future like Pro Bowler, a guy who's going to be there. I think he fits the bill. I mean, I'd rather have Jamar Chase or Sewell myself, but I don't think they'll be there, either one. So if they're going to stay at that spot, I think wide receiver, because they definitely need a wide receiver.
So. All right. Fascinating. All right. This is already way better than last year's, at least for podcast material, because everybody has Jeff Okuda last year. So we're already off to a roaring start. Let's throw it over to you, Rud Dog.
All right. So I don't know how the first six are going to go, but I have pretty good confidence that at seven, the guy I think will be the best player available. And I think regardless of position, this new staff is going to go for the best position available. And, it's a position of great need, and it happens to be the same exact pick as Bob, Devontae Smith. I think he's my favorite player in this draft, honestly. I like other guys, but I think it's going to unfold in a way. I think Sewell's going to be gone. I think Rashawn Slater would be a good pick, but I think that Devontae Smith's a better player at his position than Rashawn Slater, and I just think he could be – an absolute weapon, no matter who's at quarterback. The dude is just, I just still have that national championship game stuck in my head, the way he put up over 200 yards in one half of football. And it was just, I've never seen such a dominating player. Even Megatron never put up something quite so impressive. I mean, close, but
he played a triple option offense in college.
But whatever, I'm just saying, it was one of the single most dominant performances in sports, period, I've ever seen. And the dude is so athletically gifted. I think his size concerns can be mitigated, and they'll get him training to bulk up a little bit, but I just think he's going to be the pick. Maybe it's my heart too. I don't know. Maybe I pick with my heart.
Interesting. I mean, he's my favorite receiver in the draft too. A lot of people have Jamar Chase higher, but.
Or Jalen Waddle. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like both those guys. I like both Alabama receivers better than Jamar Chase. If you go watch Jamar Chase's tape, it's a lot of contested catches. It kind of reminded me of Kenny Galladay to a degree, but SEC version. And that just kind of, it screams to me like a lower floor, and like it's a riskier pick than
On that note, I think that's one of the reasons they didn't try so hard to re-sign Galladay, because he didn't get the separation. I think they're looking for more guys who can actually get actual separation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's one of the reasons I didn't re-sign Kenny.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely. Especially if you're looking at the way the kind of Anthony Lynn's offense and the way the Rams operated to a degree. Not that the Lions are going to have the Rams offense necessarily. But let's move on now to you, Connor. Who's your first-round pick?
All right. I did not plan out the first six picks of the draft. I will say I don't think that the Lions are going to trade. And I don't want this to happen, but it's what I have a feeling will happen. I think at number seven, the Lions select Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. I think
delicious.
Interesting.
I think Sewell will be available, but they're going to pass on him because while I think there are question marks about Justin Fields, his ability to read the field being the top one, I think they're going to have a hard time finding a quarterback that athletically gifted. His arm strength does remind me of Stafford in some ways. And I think that's their guy, and I think that's who they're going to go with in round one. They're not going to listen to any trade offers.
So if they go Justin Fields, what is the timeline for him to become a starter in the NFL? Is it next year? Because the Lions are kind of locked in on Goff for 2 years here.
I think he for sure sits year one, and I think year two they're going to go with whoever is playing the best.
Interesting. I like it. I'm high on Fields. I'm surprised how far he's kind of dropped in these, at least in circles. We don't know till draft day how far he's actually dropped, obviously.
Yeah. That's true. People I could see him being gone before the Lions, depending on how things fall, when these teams move up.
So. Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. And, Bob, I think that's going to be a big reason why I think who the Lions are going to pick here. I think at number seven, so Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson go 1-2. Then Mac Jones, I'm also with you on that board. I think he goes number three. I think someone's going to like Trey Lance enough in front of the Lions here. I don't know who, or somebody trades up for him, but somebody's going to like him. Or they're going to like Justin Fields more. I think the Falcons are going to take a quarterback at that number four. And then at five, if Penei Sewell gets drafted by the Bengals, then I'm going to get really excited. Because then I think Ja'Marr Chase or Waddle or maybe Devonta Smith. I just don't think Devonta Smith will be the first wide receiver taken. We'll go to the Dolphins at six. And then Kyle Pitts.
I think we know it's
Kyle Pitts at number seven. I have a great feeling that he can land to us at number seven. If that he does, I will be absolutely ecstatic. I don't even care what we do the rest of the draft, honestly. I'd be so excited to get who I think is the best player in the draft. And I'm just hoping there's been, you know, like, I hope some of these teams ahead of us are drafting for need. Like, the Dolphins desperately need a wide receiver. The Bengals desperately need a offensive lineman, especially after Joe Burrow got injured. So I have a feeling, and in my mock draft that I did, Kyle Pitts fell to us at number seven, and I rejected every trade offer because of it. If he wasn't there, if Kyle Pitts is not there, I am a big fan of the Lions trading back, even if they get slightly lesser value than you might want, like 2/3 or something like that. The Lions desperately need draft capital going forward, so I would be a big fan. And if they do trade back, there's a lot of good talent there.
Would you trade up for him, Z?
Kyle Pitts?
Would you be okay if we traded up for him?
Only if we give up like a third rounder, I'd be fine with that. I'm a huge fan of his, but I would not be pleased with it necessarily. I would probably wouldn't do it. But if I had to, that'd be the most I'd probably be willing to give up. And just the possible trade candidates are probably like you guys are saying. I think the Cardinals are a big trade candidate just because they seem to be kind of going more all in, quote unquote, with a lot of the veterans on their team.
Yeah.
But then you got the Patriots who are desperate for a quarterback, although Jimmy Garoppolo could come right back to them here any day now. Did you guys see, before we move on to second round, did you see Kyle Shanahan's quote about Jimmy Garoppolo? They asked if they asked if they thought he'd be the quarterback or starting quarterback for the 49ers because they've been so steadfast about it for the last few weeks. And Kyle Shanahan said, well, you know, I don't know if anybody in the world's going to be alive on Sunday, let alone who's going to be on our roster Sunday.
Well, there's a big boost of confidence.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
He's not only non-committal to Jimmy Garoppolo. He's non-committed to every human being on the
planet. Yeah,
being alive. I just thought it was a very strange quote, but I got a chuckle out of me at least.
The one thing I would say, last note on the first round, is I would love to trade back. That would be the ideal, but not to trade back too far.
Yes.
I mean, trade back a few spots and pick up some more draft capital. So I think if we stay up to the middle of the first round, we can get a really good player.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that, Bob. But out of all the picks I've heard here, there's not one I don't like.
Yeah, right. I know.
They're all great picks. So
you get to back to like 15, yeah. Zaven Collins comes into play. Well, you know,
it's a better first round than it was last year. You know, there was, more available.
Yes, I completely agree with that. You got the Broncos picking 9th, you have the Chargers 13th, you have the Patriots 15, Cardinals 16, Washington football team 19. So all possible, those are what I'd see as the upper tier of trade candidates. Let's ask our producer Kid J. Producer Kid J, who do you think the Lions are going to take at 7 here in the first round?
I think they're going to take Penei Sewell.
I think
everybody's going to go receiver or tight end, the first 6 picks or quarterback, and I think Penei Sewell's gonna be right there for the Lions. I think the Bengals are gonna draft Ja'Marr Chase or one of the wide receivers. I think that'd just be too tempting for them to pass up, and that's what they've done in the past. They haven't really drafted off the line early.
I'd have no problem with that.
Reunite Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow.
If the Lions do trade back in the first round, I do not want them taking a wide receiver. I just don't think it's worth it. I think Devonta Smith at 7 is too high. I think that's just too high.
I think you're too high.
I will not be super happy. I give it a
I take exception to what you're saying. Okay.
I just, but.
All right, let's move on.
All right, yeah, we can move on. Let's move on now to the second round. And the Lions, of course, in this round, they have the 9th pick, the 41st overall pick. So let's go in that order again. So let's go back to you, UJ. Do you have the Lions doing?
Well, we went, surprisingly, we went defense in my mock draft in the first round. So in this round, I think I'm going to go Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle from Alabama. Now, there's varying opinions of where he'll go and how good this guy is, but I think pretty highly of this guy, actually, and I think it's possible he will be available to us in our second pick. So, and it is an area of need for us, and this guy's a big dude. I mean, he's 6'6", 322, played for Alabama. I mean, played on a great team, and I just think this guy would be quite an asset. So, and I think he'd help us out a lot. So that's my pick, Alex Leatherwood.
All right. Yeah. And the depth of O lineman is supposed to be pretty good, so Lions can definitely get some good value here in the second round.
Yeah.
Let's go to you, Bob. Who do you have the Lions taking in the second round?
All right. Well, I had obviously I had Devonta Smith in the first round. Let me just go pick 8 through 41, and I'll give you how it lays out. No, I'm just.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do that. No. So I'm going to go defense for round 2. We have one of the worst linebacking crews in America, so they're going to address that with Jamin Davis.
Ooh.
234 like pounds. The guy's an excellent like run stuffer. 42-inch vertical. The guy's an athlete, so, and he had a really good pro day, impressed a lot of people. I think he's going to be a good pro.
If he falls to us, I'd be so psyched if we took him.
I like that pick.
So if he's there,
I like that too.
I like it. Jamin Davis.
Absolutely.
God only knows Lions need a linebacker that'll be consistent in any sort of way.
Just take good.
Yeah. We'll take
mediocre.
We saw
what Tampa did in the Super Bowl last year. What Tampa did in the Super Bowl last year with those two linebackers was just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
They should have been the MVPs of the game, not Brady, in my opinion. But imagine if we had linebackers like that.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Great. Oh, man. Well, we have Micah Parsons in your vision, UJ.
That's right.
I like it.
So yeah. let's go to you, Rud Dog.
All right. So, you know, we passed on O linemen in the first round. And here we're going to fix that. And it could be a little bit of a reach, but Big Z's really sold me on this guy.
Yeah, I know.
Quinn Miners, baby.
That'd be such a fun pick.
Stud guard. Dude's got the right pedigree, the physical size and all the attributes. And I really love the idea of I think actually our guard position was probably our weaker position than right tackle. I would be okay if we address the guard. I'd be okay rolling into another season with Crosby, expecting to start at right tackle, or whoever wins with Faitai or whatnot. But I think in that scenario, we get a stud right guard to really shore up that center from next to Ragnow. And I think this would be, even if it is a reach, I don't care. I would love to get a guy like this in the second round.
That would be probably a lot higher than people are expecting, but it wouldn't be a super. I don't think it'd be a super reach by any means. I'd be thrilled with that.
I think normally I'd project them in more like the third round, but you sold me on them, Z. So I like the idea.
Z gets the blame if it goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
All my fault. I like it, man. Let's go to you, Connor.
All right, so round 2, I have the Lions selecting Terrace Marshall, wide receiver out of LSU. He's been compared to Julio Jones. He's got some speed, some good ways to get some separation, which I know the Lions are going all in on speed now. And his injuries in the past, I know, have made him drop a little further than I think he would have been had that not occurred. But I think the Lions got to get a wide receiver at some point. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they do it.
I definitely like the talent, the size too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe a little underrated because LSU's offense is kind of a shit show.
Without Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I mean, they were constantly changing schemes and stuff. It was a very odd offense to watch. So I like it. So what I did here, and again, I used Pro Football Network's mock draft for my picks here, and who was available here at 41 for me, which is not totally unreasonable, is Jalen Phillips, the edge rusher from Miami.
Ooh, I like that.
6'5", 260, redshirt junior out of Miami, had 8 sacks last year. But, man, it just a super athlete, 4.57, 36-inch, 4.57, 40, 36-inch vertical. A lot of comparisons to Ryan Kerrigan in the NFL, so that type of player as well, the longtime Washington Redskins / football team.
I love it.
So, that's who I landed on there. And the Lions desperately need a pass rush help. So the interior is pretty weak. Yeah. The interior is pretty weak in this draft, unfortunately. So, but this is a guy that can stand up too and play a little bit of linebacker as well. That's another reason I like him. Kind of versatile. And God only knows Lions need that.
For sure.
But let's move on now to the third round. So
Kid Jay.
We have. Oh wait, yeah, Kid J. Who do you think the Lions will take in the second round?
I think if he's there, I did a Pro Football Network mock draft simulator too, and I got Jason Oway was available to me, so I took Jason Oway.
Oh yeah,
Oway, he's a wild card. He
can go from anywhere from like the 20th pick probably to like 45th pick. Like
you're right,
Connor would like it because then we can do Oway. Because he's a soccer fan.
I picked him over Jalen Phillips is also available, and I picked him over Phillips because Phillips.
I would do that too.
Phillips has had like some like concussion issues, a lot of like some like health problems. Seems like a little could be like a situation down the road. So. Jason Oway just has a lot of upside, so yeah.
I would take Oway over Phillips too, for sure. He was not available in my mock draft, though, so I went with the best available there. But I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So let's go now to the third round. And in the third round, as mentioned earlier, Lions have the 8th pick and the 38th pick, so 72 and 101st overall pick. The second one, of course, being the compensatory pick that they got in the Jared Goff trade. So, UJ, third round, what are the Lions doing here? You say both your third round picks.
All right, the pick we got from Denver would be pick number 71, and we're 72, so we'll have two picks in a row here. That'll be so exciting for Lions.
Oh yeah,
watching this, it's going to be great. Right, so, I know I don't know how you're going to feel about this one, but Connor already picked him in the second round. I like Terrace Marshall. I think there's a chance, and I'm taking the chance that he's going to slip there, and he'll be available at 3. And I do love this guy, like Connor does too. I just think. There's a chance he'll be there.
He could be a star.
So I'm having him for my 71st pick in the draft, Terrence Marshall, wide receiver at LSU. And then number 72, the very next pick, Devion Nixon, defensive tackle from Iowa. Just everything I read about this guy, I know it's a weak defensive tackle class, but this guy has apparently quite a good upside, good at getting to the quarterback, which I think our new coaching regime is going to be big on that. So I think this guy's got a chance to contribute. So Devion Nixon, defensive tackle from Iowa with a 72nd pick.
I like it.
All right. Like it.
I love it.
I want you some more both, of it.
That'd be a dream if he fell that far.
You said both the 101st pick too?
Oh no! Oh, I do have that too, though.
Yep.
I thought that was the next round.
Say all your third rounders. All your third rounders.
Okay, here it is: Rodarius Williams, cornerback, Oklahoma State, 6'1", 4.48 speed. Pretty good player from everything I read, and they are going to need cornerbacks. So I think they're going to go for one here. Take a chat on this guy.
All righty, I like it. Let's move on to you, Bob. Third round.
All right, round 3 at number 72. All right, I addressed a linebacker in the second round, but our linebackers suck, so I'm going to still go with another linebacker in the third round. Jabril Cox out of LSU. He was at North Dakota State for a couple of years, and he went to LSU. Didn't miss a beat. The guy's quite an athlete. Had 9 interceptions. He is a solid linebacker. He probably won't start right away, but he probably will in a year or two. So, Jabril Cox, LSU. I got him. I don't know if you guys like him, but and then my other third rounder, offensive tackle Stone Forsythe from Florida.
This guy's name alone.
He's a big monster, 6'8", 315 pounds. He's a good run blocker, a little rough around the edges, but he's third rounder, and I think he'll be a guy that can rotate in eventually. So, Stone Forsythe.
I like the name.
All right.
Great name.
I like it.
I love the name.
So, I got a linebacker and an offensive tackle. So, there we go.
All right. Addressing some needs there in the third round. Let's go to you, Rud Dog.
All right. So, for the first pick, in the second or the third round, I have the Lions taking Milton Williams out of Louisiana Tech. Dude he's a defensive lineman. He's like 6'3", 283, ran a 4.63 40. I feel like if this was a combine year and he did that, he would have been on everybody's radar. But in this strange year, I think like he's kind of gone under, unnoticed to some extent. But I mean,
everybody's getting fast 40 times this year, right?
Yeah. True. I mean, fair. But I mean, even if you tack on another tenth to that, that's still impressive at that weight. I mean, that's you're talking Aaron Donald range speed there. And they say he's got to fill out his frame and figure out some things. But I mean, that athletic ability on the inside, who knows what could come of that? A little development that could be an he could maybe be like an Aaron Donald, maybe unreasonable, but. He's got that kind of ceiling. So I like to address that's where we address our interior D line. Cause we seriously need pass rush from the interior.
Definitely.
And then with my second pick in the third round, this is one of my favorite picks in the draft. If we can land him in the later mid to late rounds is Marquez Stevenson out of Houston. I mentioned him before in previous podcasts. This guy, so we're double dipping a receiver here, but this guy is straight electric when he's on the field. I know he's had some issues, but absolute outstanding vision, can be an excellent returner, which we also need to replace Agnew. I know we have some candidates on the team, but he can throw his hat in there. I think Lions fans are going to love this guy when he gets the ball in his hands and can be an absolute weapon to go along with Devontae Smith, I'd be excited.
Absolutely. And Red Dog, just to throw out some comparisons of Aaron Donald versus Milton Williams. So Aaron Donald 6'1", Milton Williams 6'3". Donald and Williams both 285. Donald bends 35 times, Williams 34. 40-yard dash, Donald 4.68, Williams 4.63, like you mentioned. Vertical, Donald 32 inches, Williams 38.5 inches. Broad jump, Aaron Donald, 9'8", Williams, 10'1". Short shuttle, Aaron Donald, 4.39. So this is 10-yard. That's what short shuttle is. Or no, short shuttle's 5 yards, 5 yards, and 10, or 5.55. Anyways, 4.39, Williams, 4.33. And then 3-cone drill, Donald, 7.11, Williams, 6.96. So, again, these are not – that's not –
he's better than Aaron Donald. Time. That's amazing.
I just you mentioned a comparison, so I just wanted to throw out the times to kind of give you the that there
that's
is a comparison
amazing,
there.
Those
times
that
are
is
two.
Amazing.
I mean, someone with really that amazing kind of skill set, he's not Aaron Donald, but has potential to disrupt the field in similar ways. That's such a rare physical skill set.
Definitely. So you went Milton Williams, and a second one was
Marquez Stevenson out of
Marquez
Houston.
Stevenson, right. Right. So, Connor, let's go to you. Third round.
Looking at my third round pick, I don't think there's any chance he falls. But I actually have Bob's second round pick, Jameen Davis, falling. Linebacker out of Kentucky.
That'd
I really
be
like
phenomenal.
This guy.
Jameen.
That would be awesome.
Who's Jameen?
Jamin. I believe it's Jamin Davis.
Is there another Jamin Davis got there? Jamin.
Is it Jamin? Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah.
Jameen? That's how we say it.
I say Jamin's more fun.
You say Jameen.
I believe it's Jamin, Davis.
Jameen. Could it be a rolling J, like a Ja? You know?
Yeah, I mean,
I like him. I think he's really good in the zone. He could be a three down linebacker for us, which, as Bob said previously, must fill position. I like his plan of getting two linebackers because, good Lord, we suck there. But this is the guy I got us taking at 72. The football gods will smile on us and he will fall.
Well, it would be smiling if he falls there. I agree with you. That would be a great
pick. I'll be surprised if he falls to Bob's pick, honestly.
I've heard some people be higher on him than others. So we'll
true. See,
but
never know at the draft. Never know.
He'll definitely probably go higher.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's your second, third round pick there, Connor?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I forgot. There's multiple. I have at 101 Andre Sisco, safety out of Syracuse. He's got a little bit of an injury. I love the name Sisco. You know, it's like the tech company, like the Sisco. If you ever work in an office, probably have some Sisco product.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I totally thought you were going to say the singer.
He's got a couple injuries in his past, which is not great, but he's really good at pass breakups and he's had a decent number of interceptions. And I think that's a position we really need to fill as well. So that's who I got at 101.
I think a decent amount of interceptions is an understatement, just because he led the entire country in interceptions his freshman year of college at Syracuse. He had seven, then he had five the following year after that. And then he had injury problems, like you mentioned, this past year. Mm-hmm. But
definitely had like two or three of those injury years.
So definitely a ball hawking guy that I would not hate. And he's kind of known as a late bloomer. He doesn't have a ton of experience under his belt in terms of like he's only played college basically. He didn't play a lot in high school. But he doesn't have an official 40 time listed, I believe. So it's hard to say how fast and what his athletic is. Just because
they don't care about the 40 though. Brad Holmes even said they don't give a shit about the 40. Looking at game tape.
That's actually really impressive that he went straight from no football to just hawking the ball like a champ. Like that makes me really intrigued. Imagine what some coaching at the pro level will do.
I'll go to my third round now. So I have Tylan Wallace going with our first pick in the third round, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma State. He's known as a good route runner. He's had some injury problems, but I like again, this is a lot going off with scouts and what they say. You know, not the most quick guy necessarily. I believe I don't have his 40 time up. I'd lost it, but it's about like 4.5-ish. So not elite, or it's like low 4.5s. So not elite by any means, but he's known for really good route running skills and winning 50-50 balls. So I like that combination of things. And in the third round, he'd probably be higher if it wasn't for his injury history. So I really like Tylan Wallace here early in the third round. I think Brad Holmes is going to be targeting a wide receiver in the third round. That seems to be kind of his wheelhouse. And another reason why I don't think the Lions are going to be targeting a wide receiver early in the draft. And then my second pick, I went safety as well, but I did not go Andre Sisco, although I would not mind that at all. I actually went Jamar Johnson out of Indiana. So a junior. He had four interceptions last year. To the year before that, known as a ball hawking type of safety. Indiana played him kind of as a free ranging safety. So he just read the quarterback's eyes and react immediately. And he did it really well. The downside of this guy, and probably why he falls to the third round and not earlier, is that there's some things on his tape where he's not 100% full go on some tackles. What they call making business decisions, which is always a slight concern for sure. But I believe
that doesn't make me think Campbell would want a guy like that, but I could be wrong.
I know. But I just think his ball hawking ability is a rare to find, and the Lions need somebody like that in the back end. And I think if you believe in the power of Dan Campbell and his energy to inspire, then this man will be inspired to lay his body on the line when he comes time to make some money in the NFL instead of college.
All right. I like it.
Ready.
But I would not hate Andre Sisco, Connor. Okay. I would. Both were available, and I went Jamar Johnson just because probably more my familiarity with watching him at Indiana more than anything else.
I respect that. No, that's a good pick. I like that.
All right, so we spent a lot of time in the third
Kid
round. So we can
Kid J.
Oh yeah, Kid J.
Kid J. Do you have a third runner?
Sorry.
Yes, I had Amon-Ra St. Brown, USC wide receiver going at
All right.
The first pick, and then I had Andre Sisco as the second.
All right. I see some overlap here.
Amon-Ron St. Brown, the brother of Aquarius St. Brown. I don't know if you guys remember him, NFL wide receiver.
I remember him.
Crazy name. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Aquarius. Aquarius St. Brown. Let's just scroll with that. Anyways, his brother played multiple years, yeah. Wide receiver out of USC.
Is this like Key and Peele?
I like that. Like, I had a wide receiver in the first round, but if we didn't pick one in the first round, I would definitely look for one in the third. So I like that pick.
Absolutely. So let's move on now to the fourth round.
All right.
UJ, you don't have to elaborate on him too much. Just say who you had here.
All right. Well, you know, I know it's, like I said, a weak D tackle class, but it's a position need. Jared Goldwire, defensive tackle from Louisville, 6'6", 305. I played half the season last year, played five games, but apparently his production in those last five games outdid his whole 2 years before that. This guy's a guy on the rise. So I think they're going to take a shot on this guy. Jared Goldwire, defensive tackle, Louisville.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. Let's go to you, Bob.
All right. All right, round four. Now,
fight. Last...
What?
I said fight.
Oh, fight. Yeah. I'm going to go offense again here. A guy out of Oklahoma. Do we have a good Oklahoma running back in the past? Perhaps we did with Billy Sims. So this has got shades of Billy Sims. Not really, but he is a running back, and he's from Oklahoma. So I'm thinking Billy Sims 2.0. And I'm going to go with Ramondre Stevenson. The guy's 6 foot, 246 pounds. The guy's a bulldozer. He can, he would, you know, through that, those short yardage situations late in games, he's going to be pounding the ball. He's good at quarterback protection. He's got soft hands. Could occasionally toss the ball to him, but basically he's going to be your short yardage back, either to block or to like pound the ball in. His first tackler, he always carries him a couple yards. So they got a pile on this guy to stop him. So, got a running back, Ramondre Stevenson from Oklahoma.
Bob, I like it. The first running back in this draft on this podcast. Very good. I like it. I like it.
All right, let's go to you, Red Dog.
All right. In the fourth round, I was finally addressing, I would say, our biggest position of need, which is linebacker, Pete Werner out of Ohio State. Good size linebacker, ran a nice 40 time, 4.59. Was noted for having done a little bit of everything at Ohio State. Some issues, obviously. This is the fourth round, though, but I think this kind of is the kind of guy that could add some nice consistency and versatility to our linebacking core. Was a 3-year starter at Ohio State, by the way, and he also had 3 labrum surgeries, like me.
Wow, there's spirit in him.
Did you pick him because of labrum surgery?
Kindred spirits. No, I like his size and speed and potential in this round, at this stage, and obviously for our position of need.
All righty, I like it. I like it. God only knows Lions need help at linebacker. A common theme that we've been spewing throughout the episode here. So Connor, let's go to you.
Yeah,
fourth round.
Spew us something.
Keep spewing.
I couldn't think of a word. That's the one that first popped up.
I shall spew. At pick 112. I don't know if I love this pick. I see a decent amount of upside. I have the Lions selecting Deontay Brown, offensive lineman from Alabama. He's a big boy. In fact, some would say he's too big of a boy. One of his cons is that he definitely needs to lose some weight. So he would be a project for the Lions training staff.
6'3", 344.
The
listed weight.
In short bursts in confined areas, though, he's really solid with strong fundamentals. And, you know, Alabama, like, is just a factory for those offensive linemen. So I think he could be a good project for the Lions. And if they can get him a little more fit, could be a good pick there. Round 4.
I like it.
Excellent.
In the fourth round, I went Kendrick Green, offensive guard out of Illinois, baby. Illinois. But a guy that's known, some people project him as a starter in the NFL. I think this is a good spot if he falls there to take a guy and that could possibly fill our guard position that we need at right guard. And he can also play some center as well, so he has some versatility to him. He's 6'1", 305 as well.
And you pick an Illinois guy. What a shock. What a shocker there.
This is pure value. Pure value, honestly. Swear to God.
Yeah,
40-yard time, too. So plenty of athleticism. And Notre Dame strongly tried to recruit him as well, and that's always a good sign. O-line U over there.
So he doesn't have much in the way of brains. So we're not drafting him for his brain. But okay, I get that. No problem.
All right, let's go to the last
Justin.
Kid J.
I know.
You're out if you didn't forget Kid J.
I'm
just messing.
Sorry. I picked with
the... I'm glad you guys cut me off. I was like waiting for it. It was perfect.
Kid J,
sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
With pick 112, Paulson Adebo, a cornerback from Stanford. Definitely need some cornerbacks. They've only drafted guys I would like. Or, like, sign guys this offseason on, like, one-year deals or just, like, reclamation projects. So they definitely use some more talent in the defensive backfield.
Yeah,
I get it.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's go to the fifth round now. The Lions have my mouse. All right, so the ninth pick in the fifth round, pick 153 overall. And does anybody have a pick beyond the fifth round?
No.
Yeah, UJ's the only one that made a trade, and it did not net sixth or seventh rounders. Way to go, UJ.
Thank you.
So let's start with you. Who's the Lions' last draft pick here in the fifth round?
All right, this is probably my favorite pick of the whole draft. Wow. Okay, and you're going to love this one. It's been mentioned before in previous podcasts, but I think his name translates to Holy Devil. Divine Diablo. Safety out of Virginia Tech. I mean, just the name alone, Divine Diablo. That's incredible. I mean, we need safeties, right?
Yeah.
So why not Holy Devil? The Holy Devil, Divine Diablo. I love it, man. That's my pick. If we pick this guy, I'm gonna have a party.
What jersey you're buying? Diablo.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely, Divine Diablo. You just had dropped the mic now.
If he falls there, that'd be amazing.
I mean, he has a third or fourth round grade on him. So if he does fall to fifth, you know, that would actually be like a legit pick. So it's not like he's like an undrafted free agent. You're picking in the fifth round here. It's like a legit pick.
Where are you reading this stuff? Because I didn't read him going that high, but that's all right. I just picked him more for his name. A name will instill fear into other.
I like players. It. We should only pick off names. There should be no scouting or anything.
We should have just a name draft, like just draft pod done, just pick a name.
That would be fun. Yeah, we should do that one. Next year, we should do a name draft.
We definitely should.
All right. Mark it up.
All right, Bob, who do you have in the fifth round here for the Lions?
All right. Well, I have a defender. He was first team all ACC in 2020. And he's from Virginia Tech by the name of Divine Diablo.
Right.
And I do see him falling. He's not going to be a third rounder, but I could see him there.
I love
it. And he's a hell of a special teams player, which we could do.
Yeah.
So I don't see him being a starter, but I see Divine Diablo being a contributor.
That's two. All right.
Let's see how the rest of you guys. Building.
Come on,
Mud Dog.
Okay,
let's go to you.
Well, say it.
No, I'm not kidding, picking James. They're buying the Bible. I am, however, picking a safety, but my safety is James Wiggin out of Cincinnati. 5'11".
Less enthusiasm on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I'm not buying a jersey for that guy.
He's got good size, 5'11", 209. Real good speed, ran a 4.41. He's also noted as having the kind of character traits that will endear him to coaches. The football character has a lot of natural. They noted him as a freak athlete. He did have an injury. He had came back from knee surgery after his junior year, but proceeded to put up his best season in football. So, all around cover guy and run stopper. So I think this would be good value at this stage.
Yeah, but whatever. Who's
next? He's 5'11". Divine Diablo's 6'3". So there you go.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I didn't have Divine Diablo falling this far, okay?
Plus the name.
And he runs without his feet even touching the ground.
All right, Connor, let's go to you. Fifth round.
I wish I picked Divine Diablo, now, but I did not. Yeah, I went back to the wide receiver pool and picked Josh Palmer, a receiver out of Tennessee. I think he's really good at the line, and I think he's really good at getting separation, which is something I think the Lions are shifting away from, that contested catch type player with, you know, the Marvin Jones, Galladay's of the world. And they're just looking for guys who are going to get open. And I think this is the guy. Not the sexiest wide receiver pick, but at round five, what are you going to do?
No Divine Diablo.
He's no Divine Diablo. So, you know, you could grade this an F just based off not drafting him. But
yeah,
that's what I got.
What's his name, Connor? You know, his name again?
Josh Palmer.
Josh Palmer. Okay. All right. Sounds good. We need receivers.
Yes, we do.
So I got two receivers in this draft for me.
I like it. Too. I like it.
I don't like that.
Hey. Who asked you?
So part of me in the fifth, I did not go Divine Diablo either in the fifth round.
Oh, come on. Jesus.
Losing credibility here, Z. Jeez, come on. Let's go.
It's the one obvious pick. In the
I'm really game. Hoping in the fifth round, for some reason, Trey Sermon can fall there. I think that would be an incredible pick in the fifth round. I did not pick him, though. I'm just saying, I wish he would fall there. Who I actually ended up did picking was another Oklahoma State running back. We've had a good history of Oklahoma State running backs.
Yeah.
So I went with one here, Chuba Hubbard out of Oklahoma State.
I was thinking about him, actually. That's a good one. Like
4.5 40, once a perennial Heisman candidate, now fifth round draft pick, really fell down. But he is a guy that's capable of like hitting the home run type run. That's what you'll find. You'll find a guy that's stuffed, and then he'll just break one out. This is kind of boom or bust pick, but that's what the fifth round's all about, really. So a guy with that much talent in his history, maybe just had one off year at Oklahoma State. I'm not sure what it was, but Chuba Hubbard, I went for the bigger name here in the fifth round. So, gentlemen, Kid J.
Thank you, Big Z. I'm not running with the double like you, Jay, and Bob are. But I'm picking Jamar Jefferson, running back out of Oregon State. He had a really good year last year. Mm-hmm. He carried that Oregon State offense at times, and he unleashed like 140 yard games, like at least two or three of them. And he's a really good like one cut runner. I think that's what the Lions are kind of be looking for. And I think he'd be a good rotation back for them when eventually Kerryon Johnson moves.
All right. And nice. There you have it, our final mock drafts.
And just on that note, during the draft, when any of our picks come up, we got to drink a shot. Okay.
Okay.
When we draft them, or just when they get drafted?
And whoever gets the drunkest, it wins the draft.
Yeah.
Wait, they pick our pick?
The most Kool-Aid. Drinks the most Kool-Aid, you mean?
Yeah.
just one thing about this draft, though. I think it's gonna. I have good confidence in this draft. I think there's a lot of talent out there. I think the Lions are gonna really upgrade. I think with Brad Holmes, that we're gonna be very happy after draft day. So
trust the process. Yeah, gotta trust the process.
And what are we doing? We're happy, Bob. We drink shots.
All right. There you go.
A blue Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Everclear Kool-Aid. Yeah.
No Everclear. That's not in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but no, on that note, Bob, I agree with you. I'm excited about this draft. Yeah, very excited.
It seems like we have more options at 7 than we did at 3 last year.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
You're right, Connor.
I agree.
Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree. I think a lot of people agree with that statement. So, gentlemen, those are our final mock drafts, and we will anticipate to see if we are correct.
They're all solid picks except for Rod Dog's fifth rounder, which kind of brought us all down.
Horrible.
Yeah, only mine.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Fine, I changed my pick.
All right. So thank you, everybody. We hope you will tune in for the draft on Thursday, see what the Lions do. We will try to get you a reaction as soon as we can to what the Lions are doing in the draft. So Twitter at Drinking Lions, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We'd appreciate it if you follow us on those social medias. And in addition, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave a review. We'd really greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, we hope everybody enjoys the draft coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Get excited, Lions fans. Get excited.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be talking to you soon about the draft. And last but not least, as always, go!
Go!
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.